We'll read from the book of Luke, chapter 1. Luke, chapter 1. You go ahead and be turning there. I know it sounds like, you know, we singing Christmas songs. And I'm asking you to turn over to the first chapter of Luke. And you're probably thinking, well, he's about to preach a Christmas message. But that's not the thought at all. It just happened to be that's where I felt led to turn tonight. Luke, chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost. I'm going to cease reading. I don't mean just put a period there, but that's the thought that I want to try to get across. I want to preach on the Holy Ghost tonight. Of course, to finish that out, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. But I want to really stop there, the Holy Ghost. I want to preach on the thought of the Holy Ghost tonight, and really more specifically, us as God's children, the child of God, and our answer to the question, how? I want to deal with our hows. How? How can this be? How often have you asked that question? How can this be? How am I going to deal with this? How can I be called? I tell you, I wrestled with that one, Brother Brandon, for a good long while. I know you probably did as well. How can I be called to preach? How? I mean, on one hand, you kind of, well, that's God is the one doing the asking. He's the one telling. He's the one that's put me in this trial. He's the one that's dealing with me. But I don't understand the how. How can I be called? How is this going to work out? You ever ask that? How's this going to work out? When you look at life sometimes and it seems like things are falling apart. Lord, I know you're God and I know you're able. Have you ever said, God, I know you're able? I just don't know if you're willing. You ever ask that question? How? How is this going to work out? I know you said this, but how? How is this possible? If you look at verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So, if I believe that this is God's word and it's true and it's inspired and it's holy, then I have to understand with God all things are possible. So, how? I think that's a legitimate question that this young lady would ask. If you notice, whenever the angel, the archangel of God, comes to a virgin, the Bible's very specific. If you've got a King James Version Bible, very specific. She is a virgin, and he makes some statements to her. Hail, thou art highly favored. Blessed art thou among women. And this salutation troubled her. It would trouble anybody if an angel just showed up all of a sudden and started telling you there's going to be some things happen in your future. She says, how? How can this be? Tonight, I want us to understand something. The Holy Ghost is just as important to a Christian as Jesus Christ. For they are one. You know, he's the third person in the Godhead. And a lot of times, you know, as Baptists, we like to overlook the thought of the Holy Ghost. You know, we hear other religions talk about the Holy Ghost, and they make some awful claims to Him. They make some, you know, some, they attach His name to all sorts of things that they have zero scripture to back up. But as long as I say the Holy Ghost told me something, well, you can't argue with that. Well, you can too. Oh, you can at least dispute it with scripture that not everything that somebody attaches to the Holy Spirit is of the Holy Spirit. We are to try the spirits to see if they're of God or not. But the Holy Ghost is just as important to us, Baptists, to us, God's children, just as important as Jesus Christ, just as important as God the Father. But often, I think we live our lives as if there's nothing going on behind the scenes. We live like it's just me. And I'm just dealing with my life. And I just have my problems. I just have my episodes. I just have, you know, my things that I've got to deal with. And I've got to do that to the best of my ability. And so we live our lives a lot of times as Christians as if there is no spiritual war going on. As if maybe there's nothing going on behind the scenes. As if God does not have a plan for us. As if I'm kind of in this on my own. And yes, I go to church. Yes, I pray. And yes, I try to be a good moral person. But as far as really, you know, looking to the Holy Spirit, that's just kind of, that's for the elite level people. That's for those saints of old that have gone on before, but we're just trying to hold out to the end. A lot of people, I believe, we're living that way, and our life shows that. And yet, I'm just on my own, and so we look at the facts. You ever notice we are very analytical people? We analyze everything. And we try to base our conclusions and facts. I wonder what would have happened if Mary had done that. I mean, she says how, she's trying to figure it out, but the Holy Ghost. That's how. The Holy Ghost. There's no reason to argue anymore. There's no more questions. I'm a virgin. How? I've never known a man. How? The Holy Ghost. That settles it for her. But you know, for us, a lot of times we look at the facts. We look at the plans we've made. We look at what is possible and what is impossible based on our ability. But Mary said, you know, just in my words, I hear you, but the facts are not lining up. How, seeing I've known not a man, the Holy Ghost. Okay, in that case, I submit to your will, be it unto me according to thy word. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Here I am. If it's the Holy Ghost that's going to do this now, then I can't argue with that. And so I'm just going to submit and let you have me to do as you please. In other words, I'm clay in the potter's hand. I want to ask you something tonight. Do you live your life like you're clay in the potter's hands? Do you live your life like Mary, just submitted that, okay, if this is the will of God, then that's what I'm going to submit to. It's better for me. The Holy Ghost say it. Okay, that's good enough. The world wants to know how. And the world does not want to look at God, to the Holy Spirit, to the Word of God, to find out the how. Just, I want to know how. Well, I tell you what God said. Well, I want something different. I want to remind us tonight, we're God's children. If we're going to live on this earth as God's children and be a light in the world, then we're going to have to let that be enough. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, He's enough. How can you find comfort in this world? Well, I tell you what, God is the God of all comfort. His Spirit, the Holy Comforter, comforts me. I just don't understand that. Well, the Holy Ghost is enough. That's how. The world wants to know how human beings came to be on planet Earth. How? You know what my science book told me in high school? And, of course, they had not thought it out very well at the time. They just jumped right on into the, you know, we are all come from monkeys. And somebody said, well, how did the monkeys get here? So they had to go back and try to figure that out. They had to attach it. And even now, when they get back, well, they come from a one-celled amoeba. Somebody comes along and says, how? How? How did it get here? And eventually they have to just attach it to, well, something came from nothing. How? Science says that can't happen. So how? But whenever I look at it, my how's answered. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the deep. And listen now, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's how. The Spirit of God. So all of a sudden, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. So whenever I ask the question, how did man come to be on this earth? It's very, very simple. God did it, and His Spirit moved upon the waters, and He just spoke things into existence. If somebody comes along and says, oh, Brad, how? I said, well, that's how. Well, that seems impossible. Yeah, I know it does, but with God, nothing is impossible. How? Your logic does not trump Scripture. Even with Mary, as she would ask the question, how? I haven't known a man. That's logical. But when you respond with, because it's God. Because the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. All of a sudden, there's no more questions. It's so simple to look at life whenever you realize God is the answer. His Spirit is the answer. Oh. The church at Antioch had gathered together and was ministering to the Lord and fasting together. And I believe they had a very big question, Brother Buddy. I think they had a question because God had given them the Great Commission. He had first given it to the church at Jerusalem. But as they had been established as a church and that commission was then passed on to them, you are to go to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And they looked around and Christians were being killed. Stephen had been stoned to death. You know, if that happened to us now, Brother Jake, we would stop and we'd say, how? God, how are we going to continue to do what we're doing? You know, when COVID come through, and I know it seemed like that was just yesterday, but it's, you know, 2 years ago or longer now, right? It's been a while since, you know, we got that introduced to us. And we were all asked, how? How? And God give us the comfort of His Word. He give us His sweet Holy Spirit to settle our hearts, to use wisdom. And here we are today, God's church, still going. We come through some rough patches, sure. Not a church on earth didn't go through some rough patches. Still going through some. But you think this church is gathered, and okay, if we step outside, and I know they're not in a building at the time maybe, but you know, if we get out into the community and we really tell somebody about Jesus and the wrong person hears about it, they're going to take us and arrest us and probably put us to death. Many, many, many saints. Hebrews chapter 11, go look. Many saints were killed and they would not deny the Lord to receive deliverance. They were killed, fed to the lions. So you know that question was being asked. How, Lord, how are we going to do this? They are ministering to the Lord, no doubt maybe praying and just worshiping the Lord. And they are fasting together, very concerned. How, Lord, how? How can we carry out the Great Commission? How can we do your work in such a hostile world? How can we do that? I tell you what, much could be solved, resolved in our lives if we just submitted our hows over to the Holy Spirit. Bible says, Acts chapter 13, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, to the work that I've called them to. So they're meeting, they're fasting, they're praying, they're worshiping the Lord, they're seeking His guidance. How can we do what you've asked us to do? I need you to separate Paul and Barnabas. Whenever I think about that, really, in my little mind, nothing about that makes sense except the fact that God was in it. How can two men go to the uttermost parts of the earth? And yet today, we're still being blessed because of the works of those missionaries. How? When the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost says and does, all things become possible. It seemed impossible. It always does with man. But with God, it is possible. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. There he is again, doing his job. The Holy Ghost doing his work. And yet we live in a world today. I think about as Pilate would ask Jesus, what is truth? That's the world we live in today. What is truth? People are asking that. You know, children are coming up. And I know you can look at it from one perspective looking down, my goodness, this generation is just making a mess of things. But you can also turn that around and look from the reverse perspective, and you look and there's a lot of children saying, where were my parents? Where were they at? Nobody's been here to show me the way. You look at history and society, and you find that success always has to do with family. and a father and a mother teaching their children. And when that breaks down, these young people do not know. And so there are so many young people, and not just young people, but of all ages here in our day and time, that are looking at what is truth. What is truth? And to top it off, we live in a world that says there is no truth. You know, there's no such thing as absolute truth. It's all relative to the times and to the demands of men. And, you know, basically we can change truth to be whatever we want it to be, whatever the society accepts. And so now you hear people say, well, this is my truth. This is what I believe. This is my truth. This is what the Scripture means to me. You know what it says here? We don't get to do that. That's for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us. How does He do that? Well, He set up a very specific order. He gave us the church. Christ is the head of the church. The Holy Spirit leads the church. He is the comforter of the church. He is our guide. And so, somebody may say, well, how do you know truth? How do you know truth? How do you know that your Bible's holy? If you've ever talked to somebody that uses a different version, you've had that question asked, how? How do you know that what you hold is the truth? How? Didn't men write it? If men wrote it, there are bound to be errors in it. With man, that's absolutely the truth. Absolutely the truth. But with God. But holy men of God spake. Not what they thought, not what they interpreted. Holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It was not their idea. They wrote down what God said right. How do you know? I know that I hold the truth because holy men of old spake as they were led of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does not make mistakes. The Holy Ghost does not make errors. Brother Bear, how do you have confidence to stand and preach what you're preaching tonight? I'll tell you, be honest with you. This is as honest as I can be. I have zero confidence in the flesh. I have zero confidence in myself. You don't need to hear what I have to say. Oh, there's a lot of people think they have a lot to say and everybody needs to hear it. You don't need to hear what I have to say on my own. But I am tonight, I feel like with all my heart, the Lord's mouthpiece. If you disagree with that, you have a way to prove it. And that's your job. The Word of God. The Berean searched the Word to see if what they were being told was true. So that's, how can we know? I tell you, this is how we can know, because the Holy Ghost leads His church. Jesus is the head of His church. And if we will listen to the Holy Ghost as He leads, if I am in error, you will know. If I am in error, God, show me. How? The Holy Ghost. You know what our answer ought to be? Okay, I submit. I submit to that. I submit to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Mary said, behold, thy handmaid. She just gave herself over to Him. Here I am. Mary, did you have plans? Oh, she had plans. If anyone on earth has ever had plans, it's been a young woman ready to be a wife. Nobody has plans like a young woman ready to be a wife. Nobody. Does she have plans? She's about to marry the love of her life. She has saved herself for Him. What they are about to do is holy matrimony. And God said, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in that. I know I didn't say it that way. That's just me. But he said, I've got bigger plans. You're going to have a child. Wait a minute. That's not adding up. I know, but it's the Holy Ghost that's going to come upon you. You'll be with child, and that child will be of the Lord. Be the Son of God. She went her way, and she was highly favored. She blessed among women. I know her name has been dragged through the mud by a certain religion for thousands of years now. Can you imagine what that woman, how blessed she was whenever she heard her son speak? That's the Son of God. I gave birth to the Son of God. I know that song, and I said it wasn't going to be a Christmas message, but I'm about to get into a Christmas song just a minute. Whenever I think about Mary, did you know? I tell you what, it just makes chills run all over me when I think when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the Son of God. That's pretty special. Don't you know she's glad she submitted? We need to do the same thing as God's people. And I'll come to a close. Behold thy handmaid. Behold the vessel. Let me be a vessel of honor. Here I am. Use me as you will. Behold thy preacher. Behold thy Sunday school teacher. Behold thy deacon. Thy missionary. Thy pillar of the church. Well, Clear Branch, we've got good pillars. We need good pillars, don't we? We certainly do. Here I am. Here I am. It's clay. We've got a potter. We are the clay. Are you willing tonight? I know really it comes down to this. Let me ask the question. I'm going to close. Are you willing to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit tonight and let Him lead you? Last verse on.